Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. It's Ravens Playlist, the only Monday night football show that rocks. With Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on the official radio home of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock.
Even on Halloween, they come out for the big fella, number 98, Brandon Williams. What's going on, man?
It's going well, man. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, I saw all the traffic coming from PA on 83, going towards the Beltway. Swing on in here, Broad Street Market. It's Mother's North, a place you can feel at home. We're talking Ravens and Steelers coming up on Sunday. This is a big one, Brandon.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Real big one. High intensity game, high passion. I mean, two good teams going at it.
Well, you look tan, rested, and ready after the bye. So we'll get into all that. It's Ravens Playlist. We're here at Mother's North in Timonium. Great food, cool people. Come out and see us. We're here 6 to 8 o'clock. Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams with more Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
We're back live here at Mother's North in Timonium, a place you can feel at home. We're right here in the Broad Street Market right before you get to York Road. When you come from 83 on Padonia Road near Brick Bodies. Brandon Williams, number 98, is here. Just had some downtime. How was your bye week? What'd you do?
I sat in the room and chased around kids all day. So it was nice. No sleeping in for me. It was a good time just hanging out with the family.
So the bye week, I mean, do you feel any more rested? Does your body feel healed up? Because it's like a car collision every play out there.
I'm always good.
You're always good?
Yeah.
And you know what? Is that a macho thing or what? Because you never like to let anybody see you sore or limp or hear anything about you're never on the list?
No. I mean, it's just...
You're never hurt. That's a macho thing, isn't it?
It's not a macho thing. I guess it's just a mentality kind of thing. You know, you're always ready for every play. I mean, things are going to hurt. It's football. I mean, but other than that, as long as I can play, I'm going.
So, Marshall Yanda, Steve Smith Sr., mm-hmm. C.J. Mosley, there's a bunch of guys banged up. Mm-hmm. Are they all coming back? Pittsburgh week, we got to have them. What's up?
We're going to be good.
Everybody's going to be ready, right? Come on, Brandon, you're not giving me much.
Ain't supposed to.
If you guys have any questions written down that you want them to ignore, go ahead, write them down and bring them up here. And we'll get to it. Pittsburgh is huge. And John Harbaugh said, even with four losses, with a win, you're right back at the top of the division,
yep,
playing your arch rival. What else can you ask for?
Exactly. I mean, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, yeah, we coughed up a few in the beginning, but, I mean, we're still on track. We still got a lot more football to play.
You look at the Oakland Raiders, 5 road wins, haven't lost on the road. And just like I said today, we had them when we wanted them. We let them off the hook.
Yeah.
Could have had them. Could have given them that first loss.
Yep.
If they make it far, somebody's going to get them. They've been lucky. With all those penalties they had yesterday, did you watch any of that? No,
I didn't watch any football this weekend. I didn't watch any football.
Get as far away as possible.
Yeah, get as far away as possible. But, I mean, yeah, we had them where we wanted them. I mean, things happen, but they're going to get got.
Well, nobody's 16-0 except the 1972 Dolphins. We got a lot to talk about today. Like I said, Pittsburgh's coming up. Ben Roethlisberger is acting like he wants to play. He's not playing. Who are they trying to kid?
I mean, it's Steelers-Ravens week. You never know.
Jamie Collins just got traded from New England to Cleveland.
Yeah, my dude got traded.
Who did he make mad in New England?
Obviously, Belichick.
Josh Norman and Cam Newton. Yep. Now they're on different teams, but they were both chirping about the officiating.
Uh-huh.
So we got a long way to go. If you're on the road and you're trying to get off the highway and get something cold to drink and something great to eat with cool people, we're at Mother's North in Timonium, and we're here till 8 o'clock. It's Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Happy Halloween.
You're listening to Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
It's Green Day when I come around at 98 Rock, 98online.com, and 98 Rock's mobile app. You were entertaining the people during the break.
Oh, yeah.
You like it. You keep the mic on and just start singing.
I will say some crazy stuff.
I know. We were getting ready to beep you in the promo that we just cut. We're here at Mother's North in Timonium. Stop in. We're here till 8 o'clock. It's Pittsburgh week. Show some Ravens love to number 98, Ben Roethlisberger. You ever gotten him on the ground? I know.
Quite a few times.
Really? Yeah. Because he's tough to get down.
The man's big. The man is big. I mean, he moves well in the pocket and all that stuff. But I mean, he's a tough man to get down for sure.
Well,
I got him.
You guys, the Ravens and the Steelers always match up pretty good. So,
oh yeah, I mean, like we always say, I mean, the Steelers are, you know, kind of like, I guess, a team that the Ravens are always match up well against. You know, we're kind of built to beat the Steelers. You know,
right.
Whether, you know, what kind of year we're having or whatever, I mean, it's always come to that game, and it's a hard-nosed, passionate game, like I always say, and we come to bring it every week.
I remember early on in the Ravens' history, when the Ravens played the Steelers, there were so many Steelers fans, and seats that would be occupied by Ravens fans every other game now are all gold and black. That sort of changed a little bit. You don't hear Steelers fans like you did back in the late 90s or early.
Started kicking that booty.
I know.
That's why.
Well,
shoot.
And Cincinnati, if they could have just beaten the Redskins yesterday, but with that tie, they get into second place.
Yep.
So the Ravens, even though they're in third, can get into the top spot with a win on Sunday.
Exactly. I mean, like I said, the light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, we're never out until we're out, and we still got a lot of football left. A
lot of squawking about the officials, Cam. Newton says he doesn't feel safe out there. He's 6'6", 245-pound quarterback. Is he getting a raw deal, do you think?
Yes and no. I mean, he's a running quarterback, first of all.
Right.
The NFL is not a running quarterback kind of place. I mean, they like in the pocket, passers, long touchdown type things. He's different.
Once you get outside that pocket, you're running.
You're free. I mean, you're free game. I mean, so, I mean, there's some plays that's like, oh, man, that shit got called. But there's some plays where it's like, hey, man, you just better run faster or something.
Do you like a player that's dabbing and doing all that, or do you like kind of a lunch pail guy?
I'm not all into the showboating thing. I mean, don't get me wrong. If I get a little sack, I'm doing my little dance or whatever. But
we need that dance too much, man.
Other than that, I mean, the pads do my talking.
Lower those pads and get on through somebody.
Exactly.
It's Ravens Playlist every Monday night. It's either here at Mother's North or Mother's Peninsula Grill. That's where we're going to be next week in Arnold/Severna Park. So if you're in the area, right around Timonium, Cockeysville, Hunt Valley, Phoenix, swing on through here and say hey to number 98, take a selfie. The selfie queen is here, Lauren Hardy. Is it Lauren Scott or is it Lauren Hardy? It's Lauren Hardy again. So we'll be here waiting on you. Get your trick-or-treat on over here. They got candy right at the front door.
Uh-oh.
This is 98 Rock.
Yes! Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
Brandon Williams with a plate full of wings, man.
You get them wangs.
Dude, Mother's, the food is so good, but you're on one thing every time. You need to go down the list a little bit.
Man,
you get same exact thing every time.
The Cajun Honey Buffacue is on point.
What is
I ain't gonna lie.
What is a Buffacue?
I have no idea, but it is good.
The food here is so good, and it's we've talked about this before, the thing with Mom. Mom used to have these social cruises back in the day and go out on the bay and come back and everybody's all rowdy and full. And he said, let me turn this thing into something. And then Mother's Federal Hill Grill was born.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been there a long time. Peninsula Grill just celebrated 4 years. And this place, 6-8 months maybe.
Wow.
I know it's just getting going, but right on schedule, man. And the food, as I say, is great. And like I said last week, you leave nary. There's no meat on those bones.
No way, man. Yeah. No, I can't trust the person who leaves meat on bones. I can't do it.
Have you? You'll even get cartilage down. You're not. I mean,
not all the time. If I catch it, I spit it out. But I mean, it is what it is.
Did I ask you? I already asked you, and I named some foods, and you went with all of them. I was like comfort food, you know, mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
You're like, yep, yes, and yes.
Yep, mm-hmm, yep, yep. I love all food, any kind of food. I'm not this big for no reason.
So you like to do a little shoot.
Yes, love it.
What is your gun of choice? Is it a pistol? Is it a rifle? I know, and we talked about it, Continental, right across.
Continental Arms, right down the street.
Now, I used to shoot there with my boy Lopez back in the day, and he would bring in semi-automatics, and Susie's got an Uzi.
Man, I like it all.
Glock? Being a brother, you had to have shot a Glock.
Sideways. Yeah. Kill shot.
Yeah.
No, man. I love it. It's a good stretch reliever. Just kind of when you want to go out and just kind of have your own time.
Now, what about gaming? Does that help you at the shooting range and vice versa?
Gaming.
If you're a gamer and you're playing that first-person shooter and you're turning corners.
No.
That doesn't help, you don't think?
Not at all, because you're not getting shot back at. Also, gaming, for me, I know some of my other buddies will, kind of back me up on this, is a mindless thing. You don't have to think much to do it. So that's why most people, like most players, like to play video games, because of the simple fact that we're thinking all day, trying to get plays, coverages, techniques, and whatever. And once you sit down in that front of that TV screen, everything is blank in your mind, so you don't have to think about anything. It's just really relaxing and rest, pretty much, just because, I mean, it's not like I'm just a nerd and I just love playing video games.
Right.
I am. But at the same time, it's just one of those mindless things you don't have to think hard to do. You just do it.
That's why so many gamers are living in their mom's basement.
Exactly.
Hi, it's Raven's Playlist. We're here till 8 o'clock with none other than the nose shade, the shade nose. Brandon Williams, number 98. Give it up. Let him hear it, people. Come on.
What?
We're back with more on the other side.
Monday nights, it's Raven's Playlist. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
Halloween 2016. And we are live at Mother's North, a place you can feel at home right here in the Broad Street Market, in the same shopping center with Brick Bodies. And this is Mother's North, man. This is great. Brandon, how you doing, dude?
Doing good, man. Just finished eating my wings, so I'm doing great now.
Getting into hour number two, Halloween night. Wonder Woman's in here taking orders from people.
Yep.
We got Princess Leia hanging out of the bar. And I have not seen a slutty nurse yet. Have you?
No.
Not yet. And I got my eye peeled. I'm looking. Did you dress up as a kid?
Yeah, I did. I had some...
My man down here wants to know what your go-to was.
My God.
I'm thinking hobo. You were
hobo. No.
Something easy.
No, oh, yeah.
Bum or hobo.
Mummy.
Mummy.
Get the toilet paper and just wrap it around. Just keep going.
Brandon, where's all the white cloud? Brandon. He's a mummy, Mom. Candy, are you giving out candy tonight? Or do you do that in your neighborhood?
I live far. Like my next neighbor is like an acre or so away, so I'm, the lights are going to be off. We're good.
You're one of those guys.
I'm going to chill and like watch like Hocus Pocus or something. Like
right. I do the lottery Tuesday through Friday, and one of the guys said, I'm not to say where you live, but he said he lived near you. And I said, I don't know if he lives there. I tried to throw off the scent a little bit. So, do people know you? Do they come outside when you're getting the trash and say, here's what you need to do against Cincinnati?
No.
Do you get pointers? No?
No, I don't. But, like, people, like, stop by. Like, yesterday I was outside doing something. I don't know. About to walk back in the house. A car just stopped in front of my house. And I'm like.
Is that iced tea?
Is that iced tea? Like, no, it's lemonade. No. But they started talking like, hey, we're your neighbors. We're meant to come say hi and all this stuff. I'm like, okay, hey, how's it going? Stuff like that. But it's just, it's cool, though, that they're friendly,
You're too nice. Do you ever get, when you need to, you'll turn.
Yeah, I mean.
If you feel like it, you'll turn it off.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a nice guy, I think. I think I'm a nice guy. Pretty
is Brandon a nice guy or what?
I think so.
See
that? Right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
Yeah, so I think I'm pretty approachable. I mean, I'm pretty, cool. I can have a conversation. I'm not going to, no, I'm too good. Whatever. You know who I am?
Yeah.
Brandon Williams don't talk to come. No, I'm not going to talk to myself in the third person or like that. I'm pretty easy going.
Well, I'll be dressing up in my go-to.
Uh-oh.
And that's, you saw a picture of it earlier.
Yeah.
You tell them what it is.
The cream of wheat man. Cream of wheat.
Cream of wheat thins.
Yeah.
Cream of wheat guy. I'm going to stop by Fantasies later on tonight.
Oh.
They're having a little extravaganza later on. So let's keep the party going. We're live.
Cream of wheat there, huh?
It's 98 Rock. It's Raven's Playlist.
Raven's Playlist continues with Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
Live at Mother's North in Timonium, Ravens Playlist, getting ready for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Ben Roethlisberger may be a go, but Brandon says yeah. If he wants to be a go, he'll be a go. He'll be on the ground.
I mean, if you play, obviously you're healthy enough to play, so don't make excuses about, you know, why you fell or why you did this or that. You stepping between them lines, it's full go.
They had a bye week, too, so they're rested up.
Good.
Now Cincinnati gets their bye coming up this week when the Ravens are playing Pittsburgh, so then they're going to be healthy.
Okay.
It just keeps going. AFC North, a tough place to play.
Hey, I mean, one of the toughest places. You know, it's hard-nosed football up here.
Hey, is Halloween the start of the holiday season, or is it Thanksgiving for you?
Well, I'm more of a food guy, so I'd say Thanksgiving for sure.
Now, are you a foodie? Are you a fast foodie?
No, not really.
You don't roll through
Unless it's late night Taco Bell, then no.
Yeah.
Other than that,
there
but,
you go.
But no.
So Halloween, well, you wouldn't say is start of the holiday season?
No, not at all. Not at all. Thanksgiving for sure starts, you know, starts off right, you know, with the food and the family and getting together and hanging out. You know, Halloween's all about the candy and stuff and all that.
When you play pro football, holidays are kind of weird because you can't really get down on Thanksgiving.
No, you can't.
Christmas, you guys are playing this Christmas.
Yeah,
same
we
with
are.
New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? Christmas on the 27th or something this year? How does that work?
You diet first. That's what you do. We call it. I call it the, you know, the devil months because, you know, it's, you know, we're football players. We love to eat.
Right.
So you got, you know, going these 2 months of just like, you got leftovers in the fridge. You got family get-togethers. You got a bunch of food. So, but you still got to perform on Sunday or Thursday or Monday or whatever. And so it's tough. So you got to make sure you know, you know, watch what you eat. You know, if you do eat something, just you got proportion, stuff like that. But, you know, you just try to, I guess, have much self-control as possible.
Here's one for you. Do you get paid all year long, or do you just get paid during the football season? That's a good question, right?
I only get
paid. It's like a school teacher.
When I play.
You get, okay, so you got to do some serious budgeting.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I mean, who wouldn't want to work, you know, about 6 months out of the year, and then you're on break for 6 months out of the year, you know? But it's not really break because you're working really, you know, 365 because you still got to train, make sure you're good for off-season workouts and all that stuff.
If you're not training, somebody is.
Exactly. They got drafted every year.
Oh, yeah, they sure do. Well, looking forward to Sunday. It'd be great to get that last four losses out of the mouth and go out there and scrap with Pittsburgh and back at home again, finally.
Yep. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's got to bring a W to the bank.
What's your message to the fans before we go to the break who are coming out this Sunday for the Pittsburgh game? And who might be a little sour after a few losses?
I'm going to go get your popcorn ready.
Get
your popcorn ready because it's going to be a good game. It's going to be high flying. It's going to be a lot of hits, a lot of everything. So get ready for a game.
Ow! Ravens playlist live at Mother's North. We got a ways to go up until 8 o'clock. Happy Halloween. This is 98 Rock.
Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams with more Ravens playlist on 98 Rock.
Got a nice crowd out here at Mother's North in Timonium. You never know what you're going to get on Halloween, you know?
No, never.
People got to take the kids out and get that candy bag filled up.
You know what I'm looking out for, right?
What are you looking
like
out?
Weird clown spottings.
Are you?
Like, I can't wait for a clown to run up on me. Like, I'm so excited. I can't, like.
You don't get weirded out?
No. For what?
Because clowns are just inherently a little creepy, aren't they, to you? No? They used to scare me when I was a kid.
I just told you I like going shooting in my off time. I'm not worried about no dang clown.
Don't shoot the clown. Hey, Cubs and the Indians. It's now Indians up 3-2 on the Cubbies. They're heading back to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Do you are you keeping an eye on baseball? Neither team has won.
I mean,
forever.
Definitely not a Cubs fan. I'm from St. Louis, so
right.
Cleveland is Cleveland. So I mean, if I'd rather not. The Cubs win.
Hey, LeBron got the ball rolling, believe Lynn.
I mean, he did. So, I mean, hopefully, maybe Cleveland can pull it out. I just don't want the Cubs to win. So,
this is Halloween, and there's a very funny video on BaltimoreRavens.com of your boys going through a haunted house and freaking out.
My dude Timmy and Morgan Cox, I mean, going through the haunted house was hilarious. I just watched it, and
dying laughing. Like, to know Timmy and to see him walking through that haunted house.
He's a great dude.
Priceless.
To put himself out there like that,
yeah.
to not be so cool that you can't see him.
Yeah.
Actually scared. You look like he was bugging out.
He was bugging. Like, the funniest thing, I think, was, like, when he, like, actually, like, so he's like, man, I see you. And then he still jump out and he just run.
Yeah.
It was hilarious. And then, like, he's, like, hiding behind Morgan. Like, he's a snap. Like, dude, you're Timmy
Jernigan.
The
long snapper.
And he's, like, the snapper. Like,
he's hiding behind the long snapper.
I mean, it was hilarious. I mean, that's the kind of things that, like, I think some people don't see. Like,
we never see that.
We're real people. We're real people. I mean, we do regular people stuff. We have fun the same way regular people do it. You know, that's just who we are. Like, people think we're just like, oh, these guys who just, you can't talk to them or go up to them, hang out. Like, no, we're regular people. Just, you know, we're cool if you're cool.
Regular people that make gads of money and run into each other at 30 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Every Sunday.
Fun.
We are going to wrap things up in just a few minutes live at Mother's North here in Timonium with Brandon Williams, number 98. Next week, we will be at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Severna Park. Arnold, this is 98 Rock, Baltimore.
You're listening to Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
We got some ghouls and goblins that just rolled in.
Oh, dear.
Brandon Williams, number 98. I'm Kirk McEwen. This is Ravens Playlist, and we are live in Timonium at Mother's North here at Broad Street Market, right next to Brick Bodies. And, well, a lot of people giving you tips on Pittsburgh. Get them on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Young lady just left, said it was a long ride back from New York last week, and you said, you
had a long ride. I was cramping and had a long ride.
I bet.
So it was, yeah, I mean, don't worry. I mean, I know y'all feel it, but we definitely feel it. Because we actually in the game, we actually doing it, you know, we actually feel the loss.
Any pressure mounting on you? Be honest, a little bit.
I mean, I guess self-pressure.
Yes.
Just like on yourself, just to kind of get yourself over that hump, kind of do whatever you got to do to get that W, you know? I mean, but you can't do too much because then you start messing up.
Right.
So, I mean, the biggest thing is do your job to the best, you know, do your job to the best of your ability and just everything else fall into place.
We're past the halfway point now. I know rookies,
yeah,
especially in the NBA, will hit what they call hit a wall.
Mm-hmm.
Do rookies in the NFL hit a wall? And what about you, a four-year veteran? Do you get to a spot where you're like, man, I'm, you know, my legs are tired?
I don't think the wall is more physical. I think the wall is more mental. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, most people, I mean, I know for me, I only had like 11 games. In college.
Right, right.
So you get to that, like, 10 or 11 mark, and you still, like, got 5-6 games left.
Check, please.
Yeah, like, you know, so, I mean, I guess the biggest thing is, like, willing yourself to break through that wall, willing yourself to continue going when you know your old clock, which I'm talking about college, is about to be over.
What's the key to a victory against Pittsburgh, arch rival, a game that the Ravens and their fans really need? What is one or two keys to a victory on Sunday?
There's two keys. 27 and 84.
27.
Stop the run, no big plays.
Right.
I mean, that's our recipe for every game. You know, stop the run, make them one-dimensional, no big plays over your head, keep everything in front of you, tackle it, no yards after catch, stuff like that. I mean, get to the quarterback.
26, Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we're rooting for you. Glad to have the Ravens back at M&T Bank Stadium. I'll be on Ravens Walk doing Ravens game day starting at 10 o'clock. And, you know, what's weird is the next game is that Thursday game, so you're going to have to get right back out
right
there.
Back at
short
it.
Short week.
That's that mental wall I'm talking about right there.
Man, those Thursday games are tough.
I mean, coming off a Sunday, you got a couple days to get everything in for a game plan and then play again. So, I mean, it's a lot of mental work. I mean, going through those weeks because you don't hit the pads that much. You don't get
hit.
You know, all that stuff doesn't happen that much because you got to save your body for the game. So the biggest thing is just getting the mental reps in there, you know, getting your playbook and knowing what you got to do.
Well, we're on your side, man. We're pulling for you. Good luck on Sunday, all right?
Thank you.
Hey, give it up, everybody, for Brandon Williams, number 98. Make a little noise. All right. My name is Kirk, and Mickey is next. We've got an hour of Halloween music from 8 to 9. And we will see you next Monday night, 6 to 8 o'clock. We'll be at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Severna Park / Arnold. 98 Rock, Ravens Playlist. We'll see you next week.